Hello,
a sweet voice said from beside him. Linus gasped and turned his head. There, standing at the edge of the porch, was a child. Lucy looked exactly as he had in the photograph. His black hair was windswept, and his eyes were red and ringed with blue. He looked so small, but the smile on his face was twisted into a sneer, and his fingers were twitching at his sides, as if he were barely restraining himself from reaching out and tearing Linus limb from limb.
It's nice to see you,
Lucy sing-songed before giggling.
I knew you'd come, Mr. Baker, though by the time I'm done with you, you'll wish you hadn't.
The smile widened until it seemed like his face would split in half. Flames began to rise behind him, though they didn't seem to burn the house, and Linus couldn't feel the heat that should have been pouring off of them.
I'm going to enjoy this far more than you could ever...
That's enough, Lucy. And just like that, everything switched off. Lucy groaned, and the red disappeared from his eyes. The fire subsided. The blackness winked out, and the remains of the sunset appeared on the horizon. The stars were bright, and Linus could see the main house across the way.
I was just having some fun,
Lucy muttered, scuffing his shoe against the porch.
I'm Hellfire. I'm the darkest parts of...
You still need to have a bath after supper, the voice said, and Linus felt his heart skip a beat.
Perhaps we could save the Hellfire and the darkest parts for tomorrow.
Lucy shrugged.
Okay.
And then he ran past Linus into the house, shouting for Talia and Chauncey.
Did you see what I did? He was so scared.
Linus looked off the porch. There, standing in the grass, was a man. He was unlike anyone Linus had ever seen before. He was spindly. His light hair was a mess, sticking up at odd angles. It was starting to gray around his temple. His dark eyes were bright and glittering in the near dark. His aquiline nose had a bump in the center, as if it'd been broken once long ago and never set right. He was smiling, hands clasped in front of him. His fingers were long and elegant as he twiddled his thumbs. He wore a green peacoat, the collar pulled up around his neck against the sea breeze. His slacks appeared too short for his long legs, the hems coming up above his ankles, revealing red socks. He wore black and white wingtip shoes.
Hello, Mr. Baker,
Arthur Parnassus said, sounding amused.
Welcome to Marcius Island.
His voice was lighter than Linus expected, almost as if there were musical notes behind each word.
I do hope your trip was most pleasant. The ocean can sometimes be rough in the crossing.
Merle.
He's from the village, after all.
Linus was flabbergasted. He remembered the blurry photograph from the file. In it, Mr. Parnassus had been standing against a blue background, and he hadn't been smiling. But there had been a jovial arch to his eyebrow, and Linus had stared at it for longer than was probably proper. He looked younger in person. Far younger than his 45 years suggested. He was as fresh-faced as the young people who came into Dichemy with their shiny degrees and ideas about how things should be done rather than how they actually were. They quickly learned to fall in line. Idealism had no place in government work. Linus shook his head, trying to clear his thoughts. It wouldn't do for someone in his position to sit here gawking at the master of an orphanage. Linus Baker was nothing if not a consummate professional, and he had a job to do.